a small kiss on the cheek. Or in our case, it could be to say hello, but never for the first time. It would be a little bit strange and not on professional basis. Never do that, but more on friendly basis.
So first time, no kissing, but between friends or later on, it's okay.
Yes, as long as it's not professional basis and girls with girls or guys with guys, never mixing.
Okay, great. Very good to know.
Great. Okay. Now, let's take a closer look into these phrases for learning Arabic. Ahlan.
Hello.
Ahlan. Ahlan. Ahlan wa sahlan.
Hello. As a reply.
Ahlan wa sahlan. Ahlan wa sahlan. Ana.
I or I am.
أنا أنا فرصة سعيدة.
It's nice to meet you.
فرصة سعيدة. فرصة سعيدة. Now, let's move on to the vocab and usage of some phrases in this lesson. We have hello or أهلا.
So, hello, when can we use this greeting exactly?
It can be used in the morning, day, evening, anytime. We have other greetings for those, but this one is very popular.
And to say Forsa Saida, what does it mean?
Forsa Saida, or it's nice to meet you. This literally means happy chance or happy opportunity. As an expression, it's what we use when we meet someone for the first time. Forsa means chance. You can use it separately in any conversation or context, like that's a good chance. Di forsa kwayesa. Or I have a good chance in winning the trip, and so on. It's just a little bit different when it comes to this part, as we use it as part of the expression itself, not separately.
And what about Saida? From what I remember, it means happy?
Yes, happy for a female. So I could say Ana Saida, and this means I'm happy. Again, as part of the expression, it goes with a different meaning. So, Forsa Saida, pleased to meet you. And as a reply as well.
Hala, I noticed when we were talking about self-introduction, it was only one word, but I couldn't hear or find anything to indicate the usage of the verb to be.
Very good point, Simon. In Arabic, we never use verb to be with self-introduction. In Arabic, just to say Ana, it means both I or I am. And this is the one we always use when talking about present tense as well. But we will get to that later with more explanations.
Works great for me and sounds easy enough. So, Hala, when I introduce myself to someone, what's the best way to do it? Should I use my first or second name?
Well, we always go with the first name basis. If you're in a meeting or business gathering, you might need to go first and second name or first and family name. It really makes no difference to us which one you use in this case.
But when meeting people for the first time, say away from business?
Always go with the first name only. It's more friendly. And for us, that's what we're going to use. Second name here won't make much of a difference, but will sound a little bit strange.
Another thing I noticed is how certain names are used a lot.
That is true, Simon. It's simply the Islamic names, such as Muhammad, Ahmad, Mahmoud, Mustafa, which are all the names for our Prophet. Followed by the names of his companions, which holds great importance for us. For women, you will find more options and name varieties. But again, Islamic names will take the majority of it. For us, we recognize it easily, even if it's not common. For others, it will be a little bit hard at the beginning.
I assume people will introduce themselves by first name.
That is correct. For people with common names, such as Muhammad, if there are four or five Muhammads at the same time, they will use the second name, and on this case, we might actually use it to call them.
Ah, you know, that explains a lot. I do know a Muhammad Adil and Muhammad Hussein, and I noticed when they're both there, people just call them Adil or Hussein.
Yes, that's exactly how it goes, and it might stick to them, just people calling them Adil or Hussein and not using Muhammad a lot, but that's normal here.
Well, it's good to know. Premium members, don't forget to subscribe to the premium feed.
One of our most powerful Web 2.0 features to date.
The premium feed gives you the power to easily and effortlessly